Welcome to The Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
I remember reading the Bible, especially in Genesis, when it came to genealogy. And of course, genealogy is the listing of the particular family of God, starting with Adam, the family of God by name. And I remember when I first started reading, of course, at that point in time, I did not receive the Holy Spirit. And I was really frustrated. Actually, I whisked past that chapter and any other chapter that had genealogies, because to me, it was just a bunch of names. And later on in life, after receiving the Holy Spirit, I found out that those names all had a meaning. And after reading today, and I shared this with my wife, that when you find out the meaning of the names, you will unravel mysteries from God. Not so much why he named them, but there is a purpose in why he named them. And many of them lived up to the name that they were declared. Okay, so we start off chapter 5, and I took a list of names. Of course, we know Adam. He was the first man on the earth. And guess what? That's what Adam means. First on the earth. And of course, we know that he is more than just a mere man. He is a hybrid. He is a man who is in flesh and in spirit. Remember the passage where it says God blew the breath of life into Adam, because the body that he formed was just a shell, and God blew the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living being. So that pattern holds true today. All who are alive in the earth are living beings. Hybrid beings. Many may not recognize the spirit man that's inside of us, but we recognize the natural or the fleshly man who is alive and well. I don't know about well, but alive. Until you have that transformation or the born again experience, you are then well and evolving on top of that. Well, let's look at, I like how chapter 5 starts, and I usually use the Amplified. It says, this is the book, the written record, the history of the generations of the offspring of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. So we're going back to Genesis 1 and 26, when God said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Of course, he was speaking to the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the three. And they were, as always, were in agreement. And man was created in spirit first. Okay. Now, I saw some things here. Now, we know that Cain killed his brother Abel. And Adam and Eve had a third son, and his name was Seth. And Seth, I looked at his name, and his name means appointed by God. Now, there's a little history there. If we go back to chapter 4, in verse 25, it says, Adam's wife again became pregnant, and she bore a son and called his name Seth. For God, she said, has appointed for me another child instead of Abel, for Cain slew him or killed him. So Seth was appointed, and Seth means appointed by God. So what I'm seeing so far is that Adam's name has meaning. First man on the earth, Seth, appointed by God to replace. I shouldn't say replace, but he was brought in to satisfy the family. He was brought in not to replace Abel, but to pacify the family. They were going through a deep, this is the first time they ever, that humankind ever experienced grief. Now here's the part that I kind of enjoy about Seth. It says in, oh wow, I want to make sure I got the right passage. Yeah, verse 3, chapter 5. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, after his image, and he named him Seth. Now, what is that saying? The son was not like Cain. The son was like Adam, who was in the image and likeness of the father, despite the fall. It looks like Adam made some corrective measures in his behavior. But there were some things that he couldn't correct because of the fall. And because of nature, human nature, fleshly nature, Seth inherited that too. But he didn't inherit it like Cain, who killed his brother. So we're making some distinctions here. God is not going to bring in a model that's tarnished when the model is appointed by God. And Seth, that's what that name means, appointed by God. All right, we move forward. And Seth had a son, and his name was Enosh, mortal man. I still have to do a little more research on that. Enosh, of course, was 90 when he had his son, Kenan. And Enosh lived 815 plus 90, so more than 900 years, and had other sons and daughters. Now, let's kind of fast forward a little bit. And as we go down to verse 21, No, actually, verse 19. To Jared, who's also a descendant of Adam, he lived after the birth of Enoch 800 years and had other sons and daughters. So Jared lived 962 years and he died. Now, Enoch, if you remember, Enoch was the one who was with God and then was, he was and then he was not. Let's look at what the Amplified says in verse 24. And Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God, and he was not, for God took him home with him. Now, this blew me away a little bit. I looked up the name Enoch, and it had two different definitions or meanings, and they both were actually aligned. Friend of God and dedicated. Therefore, we saw that he had a dedicated relationship with the Father. What are we hearing? We're hearing that so far, each one of these names, the individual lived up to those names. That's how important names are. That's what I'm getting. So when you're naming your child, your grandchild, I think you need to go into heavy meditation if you don't have an idea what you're going to name your child. But those names are very, very important. So Enoch walked in habitual fellowship, according to verse 24 in chapter 5. Now, habitual fellowship, that means that it was his daily routine. Or his routine, his lifestyle, was to walk in fellowship with God, communicate with God, which means praying. Not only was he speaking to him, he was listening as well. So God found so much favor on Enoch that he took him home. And when I'm saying he took him home, we're not saying that he transitioned through what in the earth we consider death. He just materialized or just went maybe in a myth. It was a supernatural occurrence that took place for Enoch to leave. And the only way that people can explain it is how it's read in the Bible. He was, and then he was not. You see him in the room, now you don't see him in the room. There's no footprints. He's out of here. Okay? Wow. Now, you think that was awesome. Listen to this one. So, of course, Enoch had a son, and of course, other sons and daughters, but this one particular son, and we've heard of this name before because he's using the term Methuselah. Now, we know Methuselah lived the longest out of any person in the earth. And according to the scripture, he lived 969 years and he died. According to the scripture. Okay. The plot thickens. Methuselah. I looked that name up, and it says, when I die, the waters will come. Now, I didn't make a connection to that. I'm like, that's what that means? What is it? Then I started to look further. Methuselah's grandson is named Noah. And we know the account of Noah. It was about the waters, the floods, the flooding that took place in the earth. So I looked at that a lot closer. Methuselah's name was a prophetic statement. When I die, the waters will come. Took a closer look, considering, this is my revelation, considering how long Methuselah lived, I saw that as the grace of God, because judgment was coming. See, the floods were about judgment. Judgment of the earth, judgment of the corruption. It had got to such, and I'm sure we'll find out in chapter 6 next week, that evil had gotten to such a level that was completely out of control. It was completely out of control. It was mayhem. But it was judgment. When the waters come, Methuselah lived 969 years. And he carried that name. And it probably seemed like to others that he would never die, considering how long he lived. And when he did, it still took a while because his grandson, Noah, had to come of age. More grace in the earth from God. More of God's grace. And we haven't gotten into the account of Noah. But I encourage you to look up your name. See what it means. See how that the meaning aligns with who you are. Now, I've gone through at least 5 people in this genealogy, and they lived up to every one of their names, even with Methuselah, who his name was prophesying judgment, and that judgment did come. Now, Methuselah was not here when the judgment came. Of course, his name indicated that he would not be here. When I die, the waters will come. So he knew that the Father was going to fulfill his will in the earth, that the waters would come. Now, I don't even know if Methuselah understood the true meaning or how it was going to happen. But that probably wasn't important. What was important is that the Father's will was fulfilled. The judgment came, but before the judgment, there was grace. There was grace for hundreds of years in the earth. And I believe in this season that there's still grace in the earth before any type of destruction comes. Every day is a new opportunity to evolve into that hybrid man that we've all been designed to be, spirit and flesh. But the spirit man dominating, ruling over the flesh, operating as Jesus did, who was the first hybrid who came here as spirit and flesh. And he modeled how we should operate in the earth as kingdom representatives, representatives of the government of heaven here in the earth, knowing our assignment, knowing who we are, knowing what the meaning of our names. I remember it might have been 15 years, 15 years, maybe closer to 20 years ago, Veronica and I were ministering at a church in Kansas City. And we ministered there two consecutive Sundays. And after the end of the first teaching, we gathered up the names of everybody in the church with the intent of coming back the next Sunday and sharing with those individuals that gave their names what their names meant. Now, some of them probably knew what their names meant, but we were actually going to not only tell them what their names meant, but we were going to speak prophetically over them. And it was an awesome experience. We had an opportunity to know who we were, who was laboring among us according to scripture. We had an opportunity to speak into people's lives, those who probably had no idea who they are in the earth, but because of their name and the meaning of their name, they were adjusted in their thinking of about themselves. They were edified, they were encouraged, all those things. But one thing that I noticed about all the names that I brought up from chapter 5 of Genesis and the genealogy, all those names not only had meaning, but each and every one of those individuals lived up to what their name means. So be careful how you not only name an individual, but what you call an individual. Calling them out of their name, speaking negatively to them, saying that they're not going to be any good, that they're going to be, they're not going to make it in life. I mean, all those things that you're declaring to them, but their name probably means the opposite. You could be playing, be careful, because you could be playing into the hands of the kingdom of darkness. And guess what they call the leader of the kingdom of darkness? The accuser of the brethren. The accuser. So don't be confused about the accuser. Once you understand the character in which we should operate out of, you'll be able to understand when you're out of character. Okay. So with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, and we're going to speak wholeness into those who are being challenged in certain areas of health. This time I'm being urged to just speak into the life of individuals. I hear finances. I hear finances. Those who are having a tough go with finances. This is something I guess I'll go back to that later. But I'm going to stay on track here. We're going to speak and declare for those who are struggling financially. Now, my disclaimer is, in many cases, financial struggles are sometimes due to mismanagement. So what I'm saying to you is that it's not going to be an instantaneous healing or breakthrough in some cases. What it's going to take is a relearning or a learning of how to manage. In other words, I can declare finances come, but if you are not understanding how to manage them, you're still going to have the same problem. So therefore, this declaration that I'm going to declare is going to help to edify you and help you to gain wisdom of how to handle finances. And sometimes we get to, I wouldn't say rock bottom, but sometimes we have a deficit in our finances so that we can look up and ask for a strategy from the Father on how to come out of that. And after a while, that becomes your main thrust of how to manage that strategy that is given to you. Okay, let's go in. Father, we understand that there are those who are viewing this streaming program, that they're in dire straits in their finances. But we know that you have all wisdom. And we just declare that you provide strategies to each of those who are willing to receive from you how to not only manage finances, but how to manage an overflow. How to manage an overflow. We declare that now, that there is no struggle in the kingdom, that there is no poverty in the kingdom, there is no curse in the kingdom. We declare now that finances are taught, are learned through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. We declare that now. Once that's done, Father, we know that you are willing to allow us to be better stewards over the possessions that you provided us with. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm hoping that you gathered some nuggets that were being released. And we look forward to connecting again next week when we look at chapter 6 of Genesis from a kingdom perspective. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.